Thursday. Today is July the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to talk about a couple different field days today, as that's sort of been one of the subjects of the week. The first is a Ohio No-Till Council field day that is coming up later on this month, as well as an organic grain crops field day. We're going to have the details about those, some of the differences in the two types of field days, and of course all the registration information after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start this Thursday morning talking about yet another field day. This one's a little bit further of a travel, but it's the Ohio No-Till Council's field day, partnering with OSU Extension and Cargill Regen Connect. That's going to be on Thursday the 15th. It's a soil health field day featuring leading experts and hands-on field demonstrations. This takes place down at the Farm Science Review site at the Molly Karen Agriculture Center outside of London, Ohio. Registration starts at 8:30. The program will actually begin at 9:15 with comments from Janelle Leach. She's a conservation agronomist with Cargill. And then there's a series of different morning sessions, including cover crop management and termination of those crops with Dr. Alyssa Essman. She's the OSU weed specialist. There'll be a rainfall simulator and slake test demonstration, that by Jay and Ann Brandt. And then cover crop selections, discussions, and planting rate and timing. Jason Harshew will talk a little bit about that. They will have a free lunch. And then the speaker will be Dr. Paul Jasa. He's with the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. He'll be discussing what research shows about both no-till systems and cover crops. So it should be a great day, a great opportunity there to learn more. If you'd like to register, easiest, go to the Corn newsletter. That's at corn.osu.edu. Follow the links and it will get you all signed up. Another field day that's coming up, and this one not quite a month away, but a little bit further out, taking place on Monday, August 19th. It's an organic grain production field day, talking marketing mindsets and weed management. The OSU and Organic Agronomy Training Service, otherwise known as OATS, is going to be hosting this organic grain production, marketing, management, and weeds workshop Monday the 19th at the Bishop Family Farms. That's down in Mount Blanchard, Ohio. Organic grains can be profitable, but organic production and marketing are quite different from what we do in conventional production, and this all-day event will provide agriculture advisors and farmers an opportunity to better understand the unique challenges, also the tools available, and benefits to those that want to explore organic grain production. The program runs from 10 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon. Registration actually starts at 9:30 that morning, and the sessions are centered around what they call the three M's of crucial organic tradition. That means mindset, machinery, and marketing. So talks and panel discussions will feature experienced farmers and grain marketers, along with organic educators from the OATS program as well as Ohio State. And then after lunch, the focus will be on organic weed management in grains with machinery demonstrations and talks by workshop farmers, speakers, and the state weed ecological specialist Eugene Law. It is a $20 registration fee for this. If you'd like to participate, they do provide lunch and also up to 4 hours of CCA credits for those that attend. Again, the date of that one is Monday, August the 19th. If you'd like to register for more information, just like the last one we talked about, take a look at the Corn newsletter from last week, corn.osu.edu. Just click on the links and you'll be all set. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, we just got done talking about an organic grain crops field day, and recently USDA announced expanded crop insurance options available for some specialty crop and organic growers starting next crop year. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
We are very pleased to be able to add more tools to the toolbox, especially for specialty crop growers and organic crop growers.
The crop insurance toolbox, that is. USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Marcia Bunger recently announced expansions of options within specialty crop and organic coverages, including
expanding coverage to allow enterprise units for organic farming practices, adding enterprise unit eligibility for several crops, and then also making other improvements that benefit nut growers, fruit growers, and vegetable producers.
To expand upon the expansion of specialty crop and organic coverages, the administrator offers a breakdown. Starting with,
we've expanded it to almonds, apples, avocados in California, citrus in Arizona, California, Texas, figs, macadamia nuts, pears, prunes, and walnuts.
In addition, non-contiguous parcels of land that qualify for crop insurance optional units will now be eligible for enterprise unit coverage.
We also are going to allow enterprise units for organic operations. So this means by organic farming practices for alfalfa seed, almonds, apples, California avocados, cabbage, canola, Arizona, California, Texas citrus, coarse grains, cotton, long staple cotton, dry beans, dry figs, fresh market tomatoes, forage production, grass seed, macadamia nuts, millet, mint, mustard, pears, potatoes, processing tomatoes, prunes, safflower, small grain, sunflower, seed, and walnuts. We're going to expand optional units by organic practice, so all remaining crops where optional units are available.
The increased coverage options take effect for the 2025 crop year. More information about crop insurance products or product adjustments and expansions is available through local crop insurance agents or online at www.rma.usda.gov. The administrator adds,
we will continue to look at ways to start adding additional tools to lots of specialty crop grower and organic crop growers' toolboxes.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.